good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm illuminating the five things you can do this year that will change your life forever. I know, it's kind of big things here. Five huge things that you can do. I don't know if they're that huge. I mean, I don't know, but they are things that will really change your life forever if you implement them now. You know, I've realized that sometimes life can be very difficult. We have a lot of responsibilities. It can be even overwhelming. However, if somebody is able to offer you some things that will change your life and help you, it's a good thing. And that's what I like to do on the show. That's what Live Your True Life Perspectives is all about. It's about helping, guidance, support, love, and always a judgment-free zone. So let's dive right in this discussion, because I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think it's going to be some things that you can really take home and use and implement in your day-to-day life and take this throughout your lifetime to really impact you in a positive, amazing way. You know, the first thing that I want to talk about, and this really applies to every relationship, whether we're dealing with problems with our family, relationship issues, perhaps a recent breakup, maybe a divorce, maybe several different breakups. There's a lot of dynamics because, you know, most of our life, we're dealing with relationships with other people, okay? Dealing with those types of relationships, understanding the dynamic, personalities, and everything in between. But especially when somebody's going through a breakup, after a marriage that ends in divorce, or after a tumultuous upbringing, you know, oftentimes what happens is our eyes begin to open. You know, whether it's the help of a therapist like myself, or possibly a life coach, whatever it looks like, somebody might help you to understand possibly that the relationship with your family was less than healthy, okay? Maybe mom or dad was a narcissist. Maybe the last relationship that you had that you broke up or they broke up with you, maybe somebody was suffering with borderline personality disorder, maybe narcissistic personality disorder or histrionic personality disorder, whatever, okay? And a lot of times we don't realize the dynamics until we begin to step back. And it's not until usually we've left the relationship, there's been a breakup, there's been a divorce, or the divorce is in progress, for us to actually be able to step back emotionally and be able to see what was really happening in that relationship. And what happens is that when you're working with a therapist, you're working with a life coach, or what have you, or your minister, you're working with somebody, and they help you to acknowledge that there was maybe the elephant in the room. And I think it's always good when we're able to see things clearly. But one of the things that I've realized often is that we have a tendency of running with that. And what I mean is that when we finally find out that we realize that our spouse was suffering with borderline personality disorder, we read all the self-help books that apply to borderline personality disorder. And I'm totally cool with understanding, with educating oneself, especially when it comes to personality disorders or anything dealing with a psychology and relationships, because that can make us wiser. But there's also a point where we've gone too far. And that point is that when we've read all the self-help books about somebody else, but we haven't read any books that apply to us, okay? Because, yes, it's one thing to be able to understand and be able to compute and be able to speak about a personality disorder or something else. However, we've got to get back to our roots, okay? We can understand somebody, we can read all the books, but it comes back to bringing it back to us. Because I've found that oftentimes in relationships, when someone else is dealing with something that seems bigger than our problems, we have a tendency of doing what? We have a tendency of looking at their problems, researching their problems, finding all the problems, all the chinks in the armor, but we never spend time looking at ourselves. And I think this is one of the biggest things that you can do this year is if you're dealing with something, if you're dealing with anger issues, if you're dealing with holding everything in, Okay. If you're dealing with depression, whatever it is, if you're just dealing with the fact that you are overwhelmed, you're overstressed, you're overworked, it's time to really focus on that this year. Okay. And I agree that understanding other people and their dynamics and where they're coming from is extremely important. However, more important than that is to understand you. And so if that takes working with somebody like myself, or does that take reading books and documents and really understanding where you are, maybe looking into meditation. Okay. There's a lot of different avenues that we have. That's really important, because the thing that I find so valuable is when I meet people that really understand themselves, okay? And I only meet very few and far between when it comes to this, because many of us are dealing with layers of stuff that we haven't dealt with, okay? We're dealing with layers of issues that we haven't dealt with. And those issues usually go back all the way to our childhood. Okay, so if we had a very unhealthy upbringing, maybe mom or dad or both were narcissistic. There's a lot of different levels of personality disorders that could be involved. There could be a lot of things involved. You know, going through that pain, that personal hell, you know, being taught that you're no good, you're not good enough, carrying that low self-esteem, that low self-respect into everything you do in your adult life is something that we have to get rid of in order to really get to not only our core of who we are, but to be honest with ourselves. You know, one of the most interesting things that I find is that the majority of people that I work with, the majority of the most amazing clients that I work with, when we first began working together, did not believe that they actually should be loved, and didn't believe that they would ever find love. And I'm not just talking about romantic love. I'm talking about just like peer-to-peer, I care about you, you care about me, unconditional love thing. Because the way they were raised was in such an unhealthy dynamic. They have no idea that they actually can have that. And what I've found is that oftentimes we get into these relationships based on our own thought process of who we are, what we deserve, what we don't deserve, which is usually unhealthy in our thought process, right? And we bring whatever that thought process is to us. So if we don't believe that we deserve love, if we are surrounded by conditional love based only on conditions of what has come, what has happened, what you've done for me lately, we bring people around us that's how they love as well. And so we, again, don't get to ever experience the unconditional love. On the flip side as well, if we don't believe that there's unconditional love and we've never experienced unconditional love, when somebody comes to the plate and loves us in an unconditional way, we do not know what that is. We have no idea what this person is doing. Is this some sort of sorcery? Is this some sort of manipulation? What is this? Because it feels very different, okay? And so remember, what's in our mind, no matter how unreal it is, colors every single thing that comes into our world. Okay, it just does. It's the way it is. Our brain is so dynamic and powerful that it creates the constructs of how we understand what somebody is saying. Do you get what I'm saying? Okay, so if you believe that everybody's out to get you, okay, because of things that have happened in the past, everybody's out to get me, nobody's helping me, I'm constantly scraping and scratching for everything I have, when somebody does offer you a true opportunity, okay, something that's real, we can't see it. Because we see all the things that have previously happened to us, the lies, the cheating, the scamming, all of that. And so we color what this person is offering us with our past. Well, this happened last time, and the last time I got involved with something that sounded like an opportunity, they took me for $2,000, da-da-da-da-da. Do you see what I'm saying? And so we go into it with this preconceived notion that colors it as to be not only not an opportunity, but actually something we want to run away from. Okay, so as we run away from that and we don't even realize that there was an opportunity, again, we reaffirm the fact that we never get opportunities. And so the first thing that you want to do this year that's going to change your life forever is to really investigate you. Okay, investigate you. Start reading up about you. Start understanding what's in your mind, what's in your heart. Because really, our book, the way that we see the world, is within our mind. The thoughts that we're constantly having. And some of those really negative thoughts that we have usually appear when we're about to go to bed and definitely in the morning. In the early morning when you're waking up, that's when a lot of us deal with some really, really negative thoughts that can put some peculiar ideas in our head unless we can really grasp these thoughts and begin to let them go. When I return, I'll be talking more about the things that you can do to change your life forever and live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I'm learning to fly. Turn it up and jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm illuminating the five things that you can do this year that will change your life forever. Right before the break, I was talking about how oftentimes when we're in difficult, tumultuous relationships, we have a tendency of reading all these help books, these self-help books on what we find or what we think the person has or the issues they're going through of the person that we're dealing with. We don't really look within ourselves. And so I'm advocating that we actually turn it within ourselves. We realize that, yes, it's nice and interesting to have knowledge on different personality disorders and different things that other people are dealing with. However, to turn that around and say, hey, what do I need to learn about myself? What can I learn about me? And how can I turn this inward to actually realize what do I need to work on? You know, right before the break, I've been talking about the negative self-talk, and all of us have it. All of us have this negative self-talk to some degree. I've worked on mine. I began to work on my negative broken record 18 years ago, and I was amazed by what I heard in my head because it was just so negative. I had this low self-esteem, low self-worth, not good enough, not worthy enough, all kinds of different things that were coloring my reality. Okay. And a lot of you out there are dealing with the same stuff. Some of you actually know it, some of you don't. Okay. Some of you have done such an excellent job of never being quiet, of being in the car with the radio as loud as possible. Every time you're home, the TV's on as loud as possible, that it's drowning out any of your own thoughts. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about, but you just don't know how to get rid of them because you wake up in the morning and these thoughts can be paralyzing because they're so overwhelming and negative. Oh my God, I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to be successful. It's never going to happen for me. I'm just getting old. Whatever it is, all those thoughts over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, okay? And you got to get rid of them. And we got to work at it because the only thing that happens when we don't work at it is it colors our life and it actually holds us back. It puts boundaries up in our life. It makes us feel sad, resentment, and anger, and also fear. And the thing about it is that we begin to fear the unknown and we begin to believe these negative thoughts. And like I was saying earlier, when we have these negative thoughts, they color our reality, okay? And they color the reality because the negative self-thoughts, the stuff from the past, all the stuff that's negative, when something comes our way, no matter how great of an opportunity it is, we sit there and we see all the chinks in the armor because we remember what had previously happened. Do you get what I'm saying? We remember what previously happened and it colors our reality. And that's painful. Okay? That's painful. And so the first thing that we can really do is to turn our energy and work inward. Yes, we can learn about all different dynamics and relationships to prevent ourselves from getting into certain situations again, you know, realizing what the red flags are and moving on. But a lot of times we can do that by understanding who we are, eliminating that negative broken record, eliminating those assumptions that we use to color situations, or the fact that we have low self-esteem and self-worth, which gets us into relationships that causes pain and suffering, because part of it is in the back of our head saying, nobody's ever going to love me. I'm never going to find anybody. And then you find someone, no matter how toxic the relationship is, and you hold on, you know, you hold on like grim death, thinking that you're never going to have anybody. Well, you know, I'm never going to find a wife. I'm never going to find a husband. I mean, she seems to like me. He seems to like me. I might as well stick in it, even though it's painful. Okay, but had we actually worked on the self-worth issues and the self-esteem issues and gotten to the target of that, we could have really made some excellent changes. You know, the next thing that you can do this year, the next thing that you can do this year that will change your life forever is to stop allowing certain news to impact your life. Today was very interesting. Early morning, I was on the elliptical, and I can't tell you how many times my Apple Watch, it broke in my, you know, during the exercise and told me about some sort of news story. Okay, I think it happened like 4 times in a period of 45 minutes. And I realized, I was like, wow, okay, between the phone and now the watch and the internet and the news and the radio and the, it's like we can't get away from it. Okay, not to mention the news, quote, unquote, on social media as well. Okay, so we got all this stuff coming at us, you know, a millionfold. Where does it end? And so you got to stop allowing certain type of news to derail you in your day-to-day life. Because I found that many of you, as I am, connect and feel, you feel sadness, you care about people, you have great empathy for people, you're an empath. And when that happens, like literally you could be working on, I don't know, like the next ballad, you could be writing a book, you could be taking care of kids at school, you could be doing all kinds of different things, but your mind goes into this negative thought process, you begin to get overwhelmed, you get sad, you get fearful. And I know many of you can you can attest to this right now, okay? You know, when was the last time you were taking care of business and a news flash came on and it made you sad? Or it made you overwhelmed? Or it made you feel sad about the state of affairs in our country? Or it literally just took the wind out of your sails, okay? Think about that. What was that, today? Earlier today? And the thing about it is what good is that doing for you? And on the flip side, what can you do about it? Because I've been realizing if you can't do anything about something, and I'm saying like don't sit there and go, oh, can I do anything? No. No, I mean like think about it. Is there anything that you can do to change things? And if you can, great. But if this is really out of your hands, okay, you've got to really ask yourself, how much do I want to know about this? And me feeling impacted negatively, sadly, overwhelmed, fearful, anger, resentment, all those things, okay, all of those things, how do I deal with that? But better yet, if I can't do anything about it, why am I allowing that into my mind? Taking me off task, taking me off of where I need to be mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. Because I found that oftentimes what's happening more often than not is many of us are getting derailed several times a day. Okay. And so one of the things that you can begin to do is really analyze how many news indicators do you have? How many things do you have breaking into your day-to-day life? Do you have like things on your computer that's telling you about instantaneous news? Are you watching news 24/7 when you get home? Is the news on all night long? Or do you have things that pop up on your phone, your watch, whatever, and that's derailing you, and you need to begin to safeguard yourself. And you need to limit that exposure. Because I've realized that when an individual is overwhelmed by stuff that they can't deal with, that they can't change, it makes them begin to feel fearful. Okay? And what I found is that the overstimulation of news, I think, is something that's cleverly being done to make people feel nervous and fearful. Okay? I mean, just being honest with you. I mean, obviously the news is not designed to make you feel warm and fuzzy, like everything's great and the world is awesome. I mean, come on. I mean, that's not the news I've seen in the last how many years? So think about it. How much do you, and it's all about emotion, okay? It doesn't make the news unless it's going to draw emotion from you. And if you are an empathic person that gets emotional, you've got to get right with yourself and ask yourself, what am I willing to continue to look at? And what are some things that I got to let go for my health and well-being? Okay? And let me explain to you. If these types of news stories that make you feel sad about wars in other countries that you can't stop, okay, because you as an individual, maybe you can put together some sort of thing to picket, to rally, to do what I'm talking about that you can't do right now, okay, you've got to limit that exposure, because what's happening is that you're beginning to feel small. You feel insignificant. That insignificance leads to fear. Fear leads to paranoia, stress, anxiety. That stuff leads to high blood pressure. There's a lot of things that come from that. And stress is something that can actually kill us. Stress is shown to be linked to cancer. And so the more stress we have, the more damage and disease that we can cause in our body. And think about it. If you can limit a little bit of that stress level and take away some of the stuff that's stressing you out, things that you can't even take care of anyway, isn't that a win-win situation for you? And I think for all of us, our health and wellness is very important, because our time and our health are the two most important things. If we don't have time, well, we don't have time. We're not alive. If our health is not good, then we're just suffering. And you know, when you're sick, even with a cold or flu, how painful it is to get around, much less being in a wheelchair or being in a hospital bed and unable to move around and get around. These are very important things that you want to think about, and this will help your health and wellness. In the meantime, check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Will be back in. I'll be back in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm acknowledging and illuminating the five things that you can do this year that will change your life forever. You know, right before the break, I was talking about limiting the exposure of certain news that we can't do anything about. You know, I find that several of my clients, as well as friends and family, have a tendency of being overwhelmed by the news. They feel sad. They feel fearful. They feel tiny because there's not much they can do, but they're bombarded by this negative news, this sad stuff that they don't know what to do about. And so limiting that exposure of things that are negative, that are sad, that are depressing, that you cannot do anything about, is a good thing to help with your health and wellness, because many of us internalize that. We take that stuff all the way through the day. It impacts us. It makes us feel bad. And, you know, I've seen folks before that literally see a really sad story that they can't do anything about, which is really, really sad. I mean, yes, we can send money. We can donate. We can help the homeless. There's a lot of things we can do, but the stuff that you really can't do, like fly over to another country and stop a war, okay? That's stuff that you got to really think about. How much can I really endure of that stuff, okay, without really taking it on? But the problem is that when we take it on and we can't do anything about it, how does that feel? It feels bad. It almost feels like we're a loser. Like we can't do anything. Do you see what I'm saying? Our hands are held back. Our hands are tied. It's not a good thing. And I'm not saying to ignore the news, but I'm saying think about the stuff that you're ingesting mentally and emotionally, because this stuff does impact us big time. And many of you don't understand how important this is to really think about this, because you don't really understand the emotional impact, but also the physical impact that this stuff has in your life. Think about that one toxic relationship that you recently dealt with and how much pain and suffering you went through, right? But think about being bombarded. Think about the negativity. Think about the negative coworker that just like literally, like you get home and you're totally drained. Well, think about literally a lot of times when we're overwhelmed by negative news intake, It's the same drain. Okay, but many of us are open to that every single day. And we don't realize the health impact that it has. Yes, if you can do something to make a change on this planet, do it. But focus your energy on doing something instead of feeling lowly in the inability to do something and feeling almost like you're being run over. Because I found that when I feel that way, it doesn't make me feel good. I'm sure that it probably doesn't make you feel good as well. So the next thing that you can do this year, okay, we're going to switch gears a little bit. The next thing that you can do this year that'll change your life forever is to really don't have any rebound relationships. Instead, take time to get to know yourself. I find that oftentimes when people get in a relationship and it doesn't work and there's a breakup and all that, people have a tendency of jumping right into a new relationship. They get right in and it's hot and heavy. And then like 6 months to a year later, they're having the same struggles, the same problems. You know, maybe that breakup happens, jump in another relationship, and now we're XYZ age, and we don't know who we are. We don't understand what we want to do. We don't even understand what we want on this planet. And we spend so much time in all these relationships that literally we feel as though we're behind the eight ball. And that's one of the biggest things. If you take home anything from this show today, it is literally thinking about, I need to take some time to know who I am. I need to take some time to get to know me. I need to take some time to really focus on who I am and what I'm about. And I need to grow and I need to learn and I need to reach new heights. Okay? And I got to do it. I got to do it. Because if I do that, then one thing is that I'm going to learn a lot about myself. Some of the stuff I might not love about it, but you know what? We got to get to it somehow or not, because it's going to happen one way or another, okay? Second of all, I'm going to learn a lot about myself and probably a lot of things that I went through, a lot of the situations in my life, why I feel certain ways, why I do what I do, okay? All these things are very important. And instead of going into a rebound relationship that's just going to take me another year off track, why don't I spend time right now to really get to know myself? And I wrote a book years ago, and it was after I took a year off from dating and what have you, and I literally spent time. I mean, I went to work every day, but I spent time. I came home, and I spent time with myself. I didn't go out with coworkers. I didn't do stuff. I literally, it was like a year boot camp, okay? And I really got to know myself, and I got to understand who I was. And I realized, first off, that I didn't have any boundaries in my life, okay? I didn't have any boundaries with other people, that I would let other people walk all over me, or, because I wanted to be a people pleaser and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And that was a big deal. Another thing that I realized is that I didn't understand, like, negativity and energy sucking. I didn't understand toxic relationships, and that was something that I really needed to understand and investigate to really move forward. You know, another thing that I didn't realize, too, is I had a lot of expectations in my life. I expected things to be a certain way, and when they weren't a certain way, I got angry, I got resentful, I got upset. There's a lot of things. But one of the big pivoting moments, a pivotal moment that I remember in my life, is I realized that I only love myself conditionally. I only love myself if I did something right. I only love myself when I did awesome stuff. I only love myself when I was successful. I only love myself when I look great. I only love myself when I was hanging out with great people. I only love, you see what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure you can relate to what I just said. And you get to that point where you love yourself in the good times, and then when everything is not great, you really, really just don't like yourself. And you find all this fault, and you make all this judgment, and you cause all this sadness in your life. And I realized that I didn't unconditionally love myself. I didn't even really know what that was. I didn't really know what unconditional love was. And I had to learn what that was. And in that moment, in that time, in those 12 months, I realized how to do that with myself. I realized how to understand myself. I realized how to be happy about everything and not judgmental. And to understand that we all have to learn. There's a learning curve for everything. Because I think that many of us, and many of you who are listening to the show, you're the toughest critic of yourself. You're tough. You're really tough on yourself. You're tougher on yourself than you are on anybody else. Okay? And so if you're listening to my words right now, and you're listening to this show, and you're listening to me speak, think about it. It's time to take a grasp on unconditionally loving yourself. And that begins with a lot of things. Acceptance is one of the biggest things, okay? And that's what I wrote about in the 10-day challenge to live your true life. The 10-day challenge to live your true life. And it's on my website, ashleyburgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com. You can find it on my website and also on Amazon. And, you know, I wrote that book because I figured it out. I have to work on it every day. It's not like I stopped working on it and it just all came to me and it's over with. I have to work on self-love and unconditional love and self-respect and really being aware of that every day because you have to. It's an everyday, all-day thing. You don't just do it and it's done. Okay, because there's been so much conditioning in our life. It's all about conditions. So you have to basically reprogram yourself, okay? And that's what I really think is a big deal, is that let's not get into rebound relationships this year. Instead, let's really cultivate and take time to acknowledge the importance of the relationship with ourself. And it's not arrogance. It's not egotistical. Okay? I'm not talking about narcissistic behavior. I'm not talking about, oh, look at me. I'm so awesome. I'm talking about taking the moment to seize the moment of realizing who you are on this planet, what you offer, and why you're here. I mean, think about it. You got to figure this out. Because if you don't, I'm telling you, if you don't, there's a lot of regret. And regret is something that nobody wants to live with. Regret is something that is painful. Regret is something that causes stress and health issues because you look at life with a different look. It's almost like everything's passed you by and you missed out on the big enchilada. And this is what the big enchilada is, right? It's not about all these different friendships. Yeah, it's great to have relationships, but the most important relationship you can have is with yourself. And until you recognize that, Every other relationship you have, people are going to take you for granted. It's going to seem like everything is about take, take, take. They're never giving because you have to give to yourself first before you can get to that level of meeting other people that actually unconditionally love themselves and can also respect and love you as well. Because we have to get to that frequency. Without doing it, you can't meet other people there because you don't have that same frequency. Stay tuned. I'll be talking more of that when I return. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes. You could be
my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm illuminating the five things you can do that'll change your life forever. Right before the break, I was talking about no more rebound relationships and taking time to understand who you are. And a great reference for that is my latest book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. In the 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life, I really talk about literally walking through everything from boundaries to overcoming negativity to dealing with expectations and to really understanding unconditional self-love, which will really transport your life into a different dimension, honestly. And that's something that I have written, and the only way I was able to write that was to actually experience all that and to understand how to get there. You know, the next thing that you can do to change your life forever is to limit your time with negative and mentally manipulative people, okay? I think this is pretty straightforward. And I know many of you say, well, that's awesome, but that manipulative negative person is my dad, or that manipulative negative person is my aunt, or that negative manipulative person is my boss, okay? Tough. I get it. So you have to limit your time but to some degree, you've still got to talk to them. And so you need to create a safety net for yourself and understand how to literally disconnect that emotional connection, that emotional trigger. Because a lot of times what happens when you're dealing with someone who's mentally manipulative, okay, they trigger you to get angry, upset. They trigger you into an argument, into a fight, into a fear position. And so you've got to get right with what's triggering you. Also, realizing how much do you really have to spend with this person. I think a lot of times we're used to just doing what we've always done, okay? We do what we always done. You know, we don't want to rock the boat. We don't want to do outside of what we know instead of actually creating a new way of life, because you're allowed to create your own logistics, okay? Think about yourself as your own corporation. You're your own corporation. You can create your own management, your own board of directors. You can create your own philosophy, your mission statement. You can create your own products and services. You can create what you believe in and what you don't believe in, okay? You don't have to keep any of that stuff from the past. All the stuff you were brought up with, you can completely get rid of. But you got to be aware of the stuff that's in your way of progressing. And I think a lot of times what happens is we've done something forever, and so we feel as though we got to keep following that, even though it is not giving us or helping us or providing for us or benefiting us in any way, shape, and form. Okay, and as an adult to another adult, I'm saying you can relinquish these negative thoughts and you can relinquish these people from your life, but you've got to do it the way that you believe. I mean, some people just want to cut it off, but some of us, we can't because of the relationship. And so you've got to really go in and think about what's triggering me. Is what they're saying even true? Because a lot of times when someone's being very manipulative, there's a lot of lying and deceit involved. And so we got to really have discernment, okay? And really be discerning, what are you letting get to you emotionally, okay? I mean, because think about it. I mean, if you're letting everybody get to you and these people get to you emotionally, it seems like a really low entrance. Like, they're not having to pay to do this. They're just, like, just ruining your whole day because of something they say. Really start thinking about that and having some discernment and limiting the impact and limiting the amount of time with them, setting the stage for the conversation. When they get to a negative throttle or to a negative spot, switching the script and the subject. Do they bring it back? Switch the script and the subject. If they keep going negative, hey, it's been great talking to you. I gotta go. I mean, until you got something positive to say or something that's not negative, I'm in the conversation. My life's too short to deal with this, okay? Seriously, you got to start thinking about your time on this planet and your health. When you're around negative, manipulative people, it affects your health. Also, you don't want to sit back there and look and say, man, I hung out with these manipulative people for so many years of my life. I can't get these years back. This sucks. So think about it in that impact. And last but not least, you want to take some time to move around, okay? Take some time to do something fun. Take some time away from the cell phone if you can. Because I've found that a lot of times when I'm on that phone, it's like I'm in a tunnel. I got tunnel vision. I'm responding back to text, emails, phone calls, Facebook messages, Facebook posts, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. I mean, the list goes on. And I love a lot of that stuff. You know, I love YouTube. I love my YouTube channel. Check it out. Every week, there's new video content up on my YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and search Ashley Burgess. Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. Ashley Burgess. But there's so much going on. I got to put the phone down. And when I put the phone down, I feel a lot better. And I put some music on sometimes when I have a little break between clients and therapy sessions. I'll put a little music on and kind of dance around. I'll walk around outside, get some fresh air. I'll move. Okay? It's awesome to move and to feel your body moving and to breathe and to move. That is energy. That is life force. Okay? Do it. Move it before you lose it. Okay? I remember there was one time I kept thinking I was going to work out. This was years ago. I got hurt, and I was going to work out. I was going to work out all week, 2 weeks, and then I got in an auto accident. I got hurt, and I remember how bad I felt about that because I've been talking about working out this whole time, and now I can't work out. And so think about that. Move it before you lose it. So start getting out there, doing some stuff, whether it's dancing, going to the gym, taking a brisk walk, maybe running. I mean, be careful for your knees and stuff. Remember, the impact of asphalt and stuff like that is not good on your knees, by the way, and it can cause problems later on down the road. However, do stuff that might be low impact that can really be rewarding, okay? And get around and move because it makes you feel good. It always makes us feel good when we're able to move and just to feel really, really good about moving and shaking, and I love it. And it's cool because what happens is that you can kind of feel your blood pumping and you feel your body moving. And so I know y'all say, oh, well, I've been working out last year. Or, I've been doing this. I mean, do more of it. Do more of it. You know, those endorphins really are awesome. And look it up. Check out endorphins. See what that means, okay? Do it. Because the more and more I move around, the better I feel, okay? And I got some back issues. So I don't know about y'all, but if you have back issues and you're working at a desk for long hours, you need to get up and move. You need to get up and stretch. You need to take a brisk walk because it's really going to help your muscles and your back, okay? It's going to help all of that. Okay, because otherwise we get very tense, it gets very stressful, and many of you are having to take drugs, actually, pharmaceutical drugs, to feel better, and it's better if you can just move around first and do it that way. And also just makes you feel good, because you're alive, and you're moving, and you're shaking, and you're doing stuff. So I hope that this has helped you, and I hope when you really think about these five things, you can implement these into your daily life right now. Right now, do these things now because your life is going to be impacted in such a really awesome way. You're going to realize that this year is going to be amazing. Every year should be better than the year before. And I know that this year, and I hope this year, is going to be a great one for you because I know that you deserve it. Live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. We're back this time in three shakes.